Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have finally moved into Frogmore Cottage, Princess Madeleine returning to Sweden for the summer holidays, Queen Margrethe's forthcoming 79th birthday, Crown Princess Mary's new appointment, and Emperor Akihito's last meeting with a foreign head of state. So stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Chris Shipp from ITV News has reported that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have finally moved out of Kensington Palace and into their new home at Frogmore Cottage near Windsor on Thursday the 4th of April. Harry and Meghan had been living in Nottingham Cottage at Kensington Palace since they married in May last year. Their move was delayed as Frogmore Cottage had major renovations before they could move in. The Duke and Duchess oversaw the development work at the house and have said to have created larger living areas by removing several internal walls. Their new home will have more bedrooms so Meghan's mother, Doria Ragland, can stay when she becomes a grandma. The move to Windsor was part of a formal split from the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, who will remain at Kensington Palace. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have launched their own Instagram account earlier this week, which has now had over 3 million followers. Harry and Meghan's staff will work from Buckingham Palace rather than have a formal office at their Windsor home and report to the Queen's courtiers. According to some reports, the Duke and Duchess wanted to be settled in their new home before their baby is born later this month.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Swedish Royal Court has announced that Princess Madeleine, her husband, Mr. Christopher O'Neill, and their three children will be coming home for the summer holidays. The Swedish royal family usually spend their summer holidays at Solliden Palace, so the three children will be catching up with their grandma and grandpa, King Carl Gustaf and Queen Silvia. Princess Madeleine and her husband moved to Florida in the United States during the autumn months in late 2018 after giving up their home in London in the UK. However, they will keep their residence in Stockholm. Mr. O'Neill has business operations in the United States, but he will continue his business activities in Europe. At this stage, Princess Madeleine and Mr. O'Neill's three children are still preschool age, so according to the Swedish Royal Court, it was an ideal time and opportunity for the move. The princess will be launching her book, Stella and the Secret, on the 4th of June in Stockholm and is published in Swedish.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Margrethe will be celebrating her 79th birthday this year on Tuesday, the 16th of April. This will be her second without Prince Henrik. Danes will have the opportunity to wish Queen Margrethe a happy birthday at Marselisborg Castle in Aarhus, not at Amalienborg. The changing of the guard occurs at 12 noon whenever the Queen is in residence. Then Queen Margrethe, with members of the royal family, will appear on the veranda to greet well wishes. In recent years, Crown Prince Frederick and Crown Princess Mary and their four children have joined Queen Margrethe, including a photo opportunity. Queen Margrethe traditionally spends Easter at Marselisborg Palace and will take up residence from Friday the 12th of April.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Also, whilst in Denmark, Crown Princess Mary was appointed Captain of the Home Guard as part of their 70th birthday celebrations on Sunday, the 31st of March. Queen Margarita and Crown Princess Mary attended a big anniversary parade at Nimindigable as part of the celebrations. Soldiers from all over Denmark gathered at the Ringkøbing Fjord. The Home Guard is part of Denmark's Defence Force, which supports the Army, Navy and Air Force in military tasks. Head of the Home Guard, Major General Jens Henning Garli, appointed the Crown Princess as their captain after she completed a training course. Crown Princess Mary had completed the course in early March at Vordingborg Barracks, where she and other participants learnt management of voluntary operational considerations and preparation of commands. The Crown Princess's military career in the Home Guard began in 2008, where she completed basic training, continued her education with training to be a sergeant and lieutenant. Crown Princess Mary has also visited various defence units around Denmark and overseas and completed several exercises. The Crown Princess joined 500 home soldiers in a preparation exercise, Svend Gong, at Vordingborg and on Falster. The Home Guard dates back to Denmark's liberation in May 1945, when 250 resistant movement leaders met in Odense to create something similar to an army reserve to defend the country's independence. The Parliament adopted the bill in 1948 and the Home Guard became a reality throughout Denmark from the 1st of April 1949. Domestic soldiers come from all walks of life and divided into an active force with a reserve of about 45,000 soldiers. Queen Margrethe played an active role in the Kvindelige Flyverkorps from 1958 to 1970, which became part of the Home Guard in 1961. She reached the rank of Major after learning defence science, shooting, field science and self-defence.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
According to Nippon.com, the retiring Japanese Emperor Akihito held a 30-minute meeting with the Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo on Thursday, the 4th of April. Empress Machiko and Panama's First Lady were also present at this historic meeting. This is the Emperor's final meeting with a foreign leader before he abdicates on the 30th of April, ending the current Heisei era. Also, President Juan Carlos Varela came to tell the Emperor in person that he too was stepping down from his position in June. The President paid tribute to the Emperor's achievement for world peace and prosperity during his 30-year reign. Earlier this week, on the 1st of April, the Japanese government announced the new imperial era, which begins on the 1st of May, will be known as the Reiwa era when Crown Prince Naruhito takes the throne. The characters in the new name come from a preface to a series of poems compiled in the 8th century. Poets gathered to admire the plum blossoms in the spring and recite poems about their beauty. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe explained the poetic preface as capturing the arrival of spring following winter's bitter cold and plum blossoms in full bloom. The new era name was announced to the public after the government informed Emperor Akihito of the decision. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.